Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I mean, they don't like us. I mean, they do not like the Chiefs. But, I mean, it is a cool environment. I love playing in, like, historic stadiums. I mean, that stadium has had so many great players play in it. And who knows, it might be the last time that we get the opportunity to play there. It'll be a great challenge for us, and they're loud. And that's what you want. You want to go in and be in a hostile environment. That's what football, when you watch on TV as a kid growing up, is the environment you want to play in. And so, obviously, they're not rooting for us, but you get to bond together as a team and get to go into a historic stadium and play in a great environment.
All right. A couple of interesting things there, I think. Patrick Mahomes. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, live from Neighbors Pub, 337 Kenmore Avenue, here for our Buffalo Football Friday happy hour, thanks to Bud Light. We have a chance for you to win a Josh Allen jersey and other prizes. No purchase necessary. We'll also be doing live broadcasts coming up in the next few weeks at Leo's and at Mitchell's. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly, 21 plus.
And I want to add in that someone that comes here today and scans for the chance to win this Josh Allen jersey will win. We've got a Josh Allen jersey for each one of these appearances we're making. So this is one of these deals where you're going to come here today and then we're going to go to like five other places over the next couple of weeks. And all of this is, you know, a finite number of people. Today only someone that scans will win that jersey. And then same for these other appearances. So, you know, your odds are better that way. So
there's
come on down.
There's a Halloween party in here tonight. Scaryoke.
Oh, really?
What you do? Easy game. You come, you win the Allen jersey, and you go as Allen for Halloween. Boom. Done.
That will not be presented during our show.
But you can't do that today.
Right.
I was about to say next year you can wear it. Two interesting things from Mahomes
there. Does karaoke mean you have to sing like Halloween themed? Like, I got to sing the Monster Mash? There's better Halloween songs than that probably, right?
I don't know. Thriller?
Every Day is Halloween by Ministry?
You're not gonna,
I don't see anyone doing that at karaoke.
You're not going to think sing Thriller at karaoke
no,
either.
Right.
That's tougher.
Yes, it is.
What about the Purple People Eater song? I don't know the words. Brown eye, blue eye, whatever that.
I know the rhythm of it, but I don't know the words.
But you know the tune.
Yes, I know the song. That should qualify. I don't know if it is a Halloween song, but it should.
Sheb Woolley.
What's that now?
Sheb Woolley is the singer.
That's the musical artist.
And he's in Hoosiers.
All right. What?
He is like the teacher happened? Or the mayor. He's got a sort of like mid-roll in Hoosiers.
Is he in the barbershop at some point, probably?
I don't know.
Everybody's in the barbershop. You know, that's where everybody.
He's sort of like a nice guy. Older.
All right.
Quite older. He's, you know, Norman Dale, right?
Yep.
Has these, he has enemies just by being Norman Dale. There are people trying to take him down.
Sure.
The Sheb Woolley character is not one of them. He sympathizes with Gene Hackman's
character. He's a Norman Dale defender.
He's a Norman Dale guy.
Yeah. Big Normandale guy.
He's a big Normandale guy. And he is the singer of the Purple People Eater song.
Right. Wow.
I'm telling you.
The information. This show is still free.
I mean, I don't know if it is today. But normally. Two things interesting about the Mahomes clip, I thought. One, I feel like this might be even more interesting to me, but I'll use it first. One is it might be our last time playing there.
Yep.
He isn't going to just, I mean, smart move. He isn't just going to say it's our last time playing there.
Right.
Because if he does, he knows someone will be like, well, how do you know that?
Yeah, right. Bulletin board.
They've been here for the playoffs. They've played five times, like,
yep.
Or four times in the playoffs. Just sort of an interesting intuition there,
yep.
To say it might be our last time playing there. I'm not sure anybody else would say that, coming here for a road game. Justin Fields in week 18 is not going to say it might be our last game there. But by then, you know, they'll be eliminated.
Of course. Right.
Maybe Burrow. I don't know. We'll see what that is. But I like that Mahomes thought to say that. It might be our last time playing there. Mm-hmm. Not that it will be. Also, he used the word to describe the stadium twice. He used the word historic. And I don't think I've ever thought about that word for the stadium. But I get it.
Yep.
It's 50-plus years.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 30, right? So he grew up, I don't know if he grew up in Texas, right, Mahomes?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
When he's a teenager, I want to sort of line up the Chiefs playing the Bills in the Kelly years, but I think it might be too long ago.
Yeah, no, he's...
It's too long ago.
Yeah, he's not around for that. I don't
But, you know, since he's been an adult, or in his career at least, the Bills have been a top rival.
Yeah, referring to it as a historic venue, it's a nod, even though he wasn't around for it, that, you know, it's had some pretty great days, you know, and some historic teams, you know, including the ones that he keeps beating. But, you know, he's recognizing, you know, the era that predates his birth, which I appreciate. And you're right. I don't know. I think for all of the embracing that there is of the stadium in this its last year, and fans are enjoying that, and, like, I went to a game as a fan for the first time in 25 years back in week three because it's the last year and I wanted one more go-round. Historic. You know, I think it's one of these things that if you've lived with something, no, that doesn't really work because people who go to Fenway Park 10 times a year know it's historic.
That's the kind of place where I would think to use that word. Or Wrigley.
Right. Or maybe even Lambeau.
Lambeau.
Versus, you know, Ralph Wilson or New Era Field. I don't.
Football is different than baseball.
Yeah.
Dodger Stadium, I think, is there.
Yeah.
Dodger Stadium is like the third oldest stadium. But look at it.
I mean, it looks like a great place to go sit.
It looks like it doesn't look new, but it doesn't look old.
Yep. The backdrop helps a lot, too. I mean, you know, the
backdrop.
The mountains and everything. It just looks so great.
Yeah, I mean, how many active – I should know. I could look this up. How many active NFL stadiums are 20-plus years old? Well, his is. Arrowhead is.
Yeah. Yeah, Arrowhead is the same era as the Bills Stadium. And kind of looks it. I mean, they've redone it. You know, the Bills have done work on their place, too, but I feel like the Chiefs have more recently even done that. And now there's a whole other round of, you know, can we get funding to refurbish or we got to move to Kansas from Missouri? There's a whole thing going on there. Has been percolating for a couple of years now. Both they and the Royals are looking for funding to upgrade their current situations. And if they don't get it, they may just, you know, move across the border to Kansas. But anyway, yeah, historic it's a compliment for sure. And I wonder if Bills fans heard it from someone who's, you know, an opponent and a hated opponent and went, huh, yeah, I guess it is historic. But I sort of had that same reaction. I guess it is.
Yeah, there aren't many. Soldier Field and Lambeau Field have had, like, massive reconstruction.
Reduce, right.
But they're still the same stadium.
Right. And Chicago is now looking to move again to a different place, where, like, Lambeau, they just keep up with the times, and they're never moving.
I'll give you one And you tell me if you would consider it historic. The Superdome. A little younger than ours. Not much.
Yeah. I think so. I don't. I've never been, so I've never seen it in person, right? I mean, but I think it's iconic.
Yeah. Okay. Different.
And that it might be adjacent to historic. I don't know. I mean, in certain ways, those can be synonyms if you're talking about a sports venue. But they're also maybe they brand. There's a fork in the road at some point where, you know, something that's iconic doesn't have to be historic. I don't know. They're close enough. I think Superdome works, even though, Final Fours. I mean, just so many big events, so many Super Bowls. I think it has to qualify, even though aesthetically, I think of it as just like, ugh. But it just, you know, a dome, it just seems so outdated to have a dome that looks like that. Like, that's a dome's dome. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's
like,
a dome's dome.
Like, Minnesota has a dome. It's incredible, right? The Colts place, you know, Dallas. Like, these are upgraded indoor facilities. Where, you know, it's just not this concrete monolith, which is really what the Superdome. The Superdome looks like the Silver Dome. The Silver Dome got imploded 20 or more years ago.
They're not even domes, Dallas, Minnesota.
Right,
they're
right.
They're not domes. They just have a roof.
Yeah, right, right. That's right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Dome's dome. She's a dame's dame.
It's a dome's dome. I like that.
She's a dame's dame. It's a dome's dome. I'm into it.
It's one of those places where when they, you know, if they have the drones outside, you know, for a big college game, the basketball, whatever, it's just kind of like, yeah, why bother? I don't know. No. I don't need to see it. This big silver pimple in downtown New Orleans. Like, I don't know. It doesn't really do anything for me.
Miami looked good last night. That stadium looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Herb Street comment about basically to say that no team has suffered like Miami fans? No fans have suffered?
No, I missed that.
He said, now he might have just misspoken, but he said, he talked about the Dolphins like no team has ever gone longer without winning a Super Bowl. Because he referenced the perfect season. And they show Marino and 72-73, and he said that. He's like, no team has gone longer without a Super Bowl than Miami. Not like stating a fact, but more just sort of like, wow, this fan base has really suffered. And Al Michaels immediately said, well, Cleveland and Detroit might like a word. I mean,
right.
He just immediately knew teams that have never even been.
Right.
Let alone won.
Right. Yeah, I wonder if he was in his head thinking no fan base that has won one has waited longer to win another one.
I guess.
But, you know.
I don't want to hear it.
Maybe you would have should have said that then, if that's what you wanted to go for, because those teams, and Buffalo would like a word too, like
whatever he said.
Yeah,
I made a point to write down for today that their last playoff win was 25 years ago.
Yeah,
Miami, and they're not about to win.
And that is, the first step taken today. McDaniel's going to finish out the year. Thoughts and prayers. I've been thinking all since the summer, even even the spring, like that was going to implode, and it's imploding. And so the GM is the first crack there. Goodbye to Chris Greer, and McDaniel's got to be on borrowed time. And the Tua again. It's like 3 weeks in a row. Did you catch the clip of him talking about, I think he's talking about the false start that cost them the long gain early to Waddle. It's like, the Ravens fans, we could hear them and they maybe were messing up my cadence. Which is being sort of, because he's already so buried by things he's been saying that the way that quote, the context that quote is being presented in,
our fans
to me, is our fans got overrun by Baltimore fans.
Well, wait till next week.
Right.
The Bills are there next week.
But he is got to be done there. Yeah, I did see some reporting today like, maybe they'll want to keep, they fired the GM, maybe they'll keep McDaniel on because they think he can fix Tua. Oh, my God. I mean, the whole thing has just got to be cleaned out.
They have the Bills at home next week. Then they go to Madrid to play Washington. They actually, quickly, play four straight home games, which is... one is in Spain.
Yeah.
And then they, after the bye, after that, they host the Saints. From Neighbor's Pub on Kenmore Avenue, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Sal at 5 here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.